Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys. It is that time to celebrate National Oreo Day for their 107th birthday.
You already force-fed me one of these this morning.
Just take one. Come in here, Al.
I'm not going to have another one.
Just hold it. Shut up and
I
stop.
You force-feed me this food.
Jesus, what is this, like an ice cream sandwich?
Yes, it's a double stuff. Zach gave me
these. It's not a double stuff.
Bring mine into Eddie.
Here, no.
I can't have
Man,
another
you
one.
You are such a wine.
I can't have another one. You force feed me these things.
I don't force feed you anything.
You held me down this morning and shoved
the
Oreo into my mouth.
So I'll wait until Eddie gets in there and then we can all... Oh, you already took a bite?
Yeah.
You're supposed to do it in unison.
I should have had the one you gave me before. I should have held it.
You're too good.
Ready, Al and Eddie? Happy Oreo Day.
Look at that.
There we go.
Wow. Okay.
You...
What's that, number
you're
50
just so
for you?
I'm miserable all the time.
I'm not miserable. I'm actually.
I swear to God, the commute has gotten to you.
It is not at all.
Yes, it has.
I'm the one who's miserable. You're the one who's got the black cloud following you everywhere you go. I'm telling you. Anything happens, you're like, oh, this guy, he's done. He's cooked. Forget about it. Luis Severino, he's going to need surgery. He's done. Sign somebody else.
Well, Landon Collins is not cooked. He's going to get a nice big fat contract from somebody. There you go.
I'm telling you, I just can't. Another one of those, I'd go into some sort of sugar shock. Yeah, I had one for you this morning.
You should have one with us and go make yourself throw up or something.
No, let's not do that.
No, one cookie is like the equivalent of two. So you've had a couple of Oreos today.
Great, thanks.
You're supposed to do it with us in unison. It's like a teammate.
I didn't know you were going to do that or would have held on to the
one. Are you yelling at me now? Or
so then give
not
everybody else.
At anybody. Oh, okay. I'm just pointing something out.
Second bite I had in unison.
You gave it to Chernoff. He didn't want it.
What do you think about his jean jacket?
I think he looks like James Dean.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Think you look good.
That's the highest compliment I've
got. Well, let's calm down with that.
Well, James Dean, actually.
Next thing you know, he's going to be slick back in his you know, you're going to put that
might not be a terrible
slick
look.
It back and everything.
No, I can't do that. Got that male pattern baldness thing happening here if I slick it
well,
back.
Well, you got that whole thing going on in the front there.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of, you know, it keeps people away from the male pattern baldness when
Is
I
Jackie
do that.
Working on that?
No. No, that's all me. That's all me and my stylish fingers. Some bad news we just got from Al.
Terrible
Dukes.
News.
What?
So the restaurant that we went to, the barbecue place we went to in Atlanta, and we filmed with CBS Sports Network that we love so much, and I interviewed the owner, and I brought my wife back there when she flew down for the weekend. Bee's Cracklin' Barbecue in Atlanta, they're showing the video on CBS Sports Network right now, has burned down overnight.
What?
The whole place has
really?
Burned down. Yeah.
That's awful news.
That is just horrendous. So, I mean, that place was awesome. The people were great. Like I said, I went back a second time in like 4 days. So
let me ask you this question, Biggs.
Yeah.
Anybody get hurt or anybody get any significant injuries or anything?
It doesn't look like
okay,
that.
Okay, so that's a good thing. I'm sure they have insurance, and I'm sure they can rebuild.
Yeah, but
just
still.
As long as nobody got hurt, you're okay.
You're right, absolutely.
It's just a building, and they can rebuild it.
I agree, but I did not like seeing that. It's going to be a rough day for... our guy Brian down there who opened Bee's Cracklin'. All right, Jerry Recco is here with an update. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We are brought to you by 2 by London. Visit the engagement experts at Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. And the story, obviously, is Luis Severino. You guys have been discussing this. MRI with the rotator cuff inflammation. He'll get an injection, anti-inflammatories, resume throwing in a couple of weeks. Hopefully that goes well. Here's Aaron Boone. So when did this happen?
He was in the middle of the first slider he threw. He felt something and just had the wherewithal to shut it down. Just he walked off. Didn't feel anything to that point.
See, he's not the only one complaining about throwing sliders for the Yankees.
Like Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray was. I thought actually Sonny Gray was pretty honest. Look, I'm not Masahiro Tanaka. I cannot throw a slider like he can. He's got the best slider in baseball. That's not who I am.
Again,
they tried me to make me do something I wasn't going to be comfortable doing.
But why was
doing.
He a good pitcher on the road?
I have no idea.
They decided you do your thing on the road, but when you're at home, you throw sliders.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know that, but he basically said they asked him to throw a lot of sliders, and he wasn't comfortable doing it.
Right, that's fine,
and
but
I thought he
was
gave
a different pitcher on the road.
I thought he gave an unbelievable compliment to Masahiro Tanaka, saying
that's
he has
fine.
The best slider in baseball.
Here's more Boone. Can Severino pitch opening day, do you think, still?
I would say it's highly unlikely that, yeah, he's not going to start the season.
Yeah, no. He says the team will figure it out.
We'll be covered and feel like, you know, the guys that, you know, you would consider our sixth and seventh starters and things like that, we feel like we're in good shape there.
And I think Jonathan Loaisiga is throwing today in spring training. Now, there was a lot of...
There goes the season. It's over.
There was a lot of conversation.
Have another Oreo.
Yes.
Make you feel better.
Right.
A lot of conversation, and we'll get to Jessica Mendoza in a moment, but that's not the only bit of news that has to cross over between ESPN and Major League Baseball. CC Sabathia will have a new job during the season. He will work for that network. Here's Boone.
Hopefully find something, find a little niche or find something that he likes to do when he is finished with the game.
And so he will try, I guess he's going to be a contributor. I don't know if he's going to write or bro. I don't know exactly sure what his responsibilities
are. How about
be,
afternoon radio? So,
perhaps, I mean, he does a podcast with Ryan Rucco, I believe, right now.
Oh, he's going to be on a bunch of radio shows.
So
it's going to be part of it.
Right.
And he's going to be on TV.
I've heard him, and he's a fan of other sports, too, which would
he's
make
a big basketball fan.
Yes, I'm saying. So he could probably do it.
I'm sure he
if
can.
He wanted
do
to do it.
So you don't find that to be a distraction at all?
Well, not during the season.
No, he's doing it during the season.
Yeah, no, I know that. But these are just bits and pieces. These are going to be on his off days and things like that, so it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And to me, that is not a conflict of interest because many athletes have radio shows that they call into,
that's
like
true,
the Jets and the Giants, and he's just doing it with ESPN on a bigger platform. That's all.
Very good point. Yankees did beat the Braves 5-1. Another home run for Aaron Judge. Aaron Hicks remains out with a sore back. Yankees Cardinals today. Mets lost to the Marlins 3-1 off today. You mentioned the Jessica Mendoza hiring as a baseball operations advisor. Here's the Broadster. How and when will she be working with you?
There's going to be plenty of overlap. She's covering us on a few games, and we've mapped out when we're going to be on the West Coast where she is, and she's going to be able to combine days where we're in town, and she can come see us. And so there'll be physical time that we're together, and then there'll be a lot of phone time where we're connecting.
What? I don't understand.
I don't understand the role.
Neither do I. This is my biggest point. I don't get it. How much is she getting paid to do this?
I don't know.
And do they send her a bunch of information? She combs over numbers and then gives her take on
is
it?
Is she scouting other teams? Is she talking to other managers about
that
other players?
That right there.
Yes, of course.
Is the one that I would be really confused about if I was someone like in the NL East and be like, wait a second. So you're going to sit down with me. I'm going to give you information on the team for your broadcast. You're going to run to BVW and just spill your guts about that?
I think if anybody's angry, it's ESPN because the team aren't going to give her information. You can't.
I don't know who's advising her. I don't know why she thinks this is a good thing for her in a broadcast group. Maybe I'm making too much out of it. I don't know. But hey, listen, A-Rod is a special advisor for the Yankees. I didn't like that either.
Right.
You know, I mean,
well, anyway, she's
blurred
now on
lines,
the payroll.
Man. That's all I'm saying. It's blurred lines.
Then you have Bryce Harper. He was on our sister station, WIP, yesterday, talking about luring other big-time free agents to Philadelphia. Now that he is there, he made the point. He signed on for 13 years, so it gives him the power, and it also shows other people that he's not going anywhere. So if you come play for the Phillies, you're going to be playing alongside Bryce Harper. And he mentioned one player in particular who will be a free agent after next season.
It's respecting Mike Trout in a certain way during the season and letting him play and do the things he needs to do to, of course, be Mike Trout. But if you don't think I'm not going to call Mike Trout in 2020 to have him come to Philly, you're crazy.
That's great because now he's acting like LeBron, talking about other teams' players.
That's correct.
I'll tell you what, if I were the Angels, man.
They've already contacted MLB.
They're pissed. Man, I would be pissed.
They want them to look into tampering charges. Yeah. And rightfully so.
Well,
they're furious.
Now he's being LeBron, is what he's being.
But don't you think these guys talk all the time? Like, don't you think that Bryce Harper and Mike Trout, if they want to have a conversation, could easily have a conversation?
Yes.
No one would know. I mean, he says it on a radio show because he's trying to endear himself to the fans there. Everybody was fired up. This story went everywhere. But it's not like that's
certain
the tampering.
You just can't say.
I guess.
Not like, it's just like life. I mean, you say certain things to your friend, you're not going to say them on the record.
Yeah, but are they really worried about tampering, or are they worried about looking like a fool, the Angels?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, the Angels aren't stupid. Supposedly, the Angels have one story I read yesterday was that they have a $350
million
offer.
A 10-year, $350
million
extension.
Trout. Correct.
Extension. That he's got 2 years left with the Angels right now, and that they would give him 10 years from right now on top of the 2 years that
right.
he is already under contract for. So that would be a 12-year contract
For probably $400
million. About $400
million. Because he's making 25, I think, a year right now.
I think it's even more than that.
Is it more than 25?
I think it's more than that.
So then that would be north of $400 million. He'd be the first $400 million guy, I guess.
Yeah, well, sign
so
a deal.
So there you go. Landon Collins can go sign a $400 million deal if he can find a team to give it to him. He will be a free agent. Giants did not use their franchise tag on him. Eric Weddle was let go by the Ravens.
You know what's amazing about that whole thing?
He'd be fun here. He's a great quote. Yeah.
He is, but you know what's amazing about the whole Landon Collins thing? To me, it's like Gettleman is like getting Jerry Reese's guys the hell out of here.
One by one.
That's what I feel like is going on here. Now, here's a guy who was a three-time Pro Bowl player. It really doesn't mean much to me because that's more of a popularity vote, but he was a one-time All-Pro player. He has led the team in tackles. I know that he has trouble covering people. Seems to be a very popular teammate. Seems to be like a leader in the locker room. Has a little bit of that kind of Alabama swagger that you want on the field, that little dog mentality that Jamal Adams always talks about. But something isn't jiving here, man. There's something missing here.
If I would have told you a year ago today that Eli Manning would be coming back in 2019 and Landon Collins wouldn't, however you feel about either one of them, just football-wise,
hey, look,
Landon Collins.
Hey, they're trying to get rid of Jerry Reese's guys. They want Vernon out of here, Olivier Vernon out of here. They want to trade him.
Trying to trade him, yeah.
Why didn't you trade Landon Collins, though, last year? That's the thing. It seemed like they had been sold on him at the trade deadline.
You couldn't because he got hurt the last four games of the season.
Yeah, but the trade deadline was before that.
Yeah, but he might have been hurt. He might have been
hurt.
Remember,
there was
going to
be a big run, remember?
You know, they actually won three of his last four games in a Giant uniform. And then he lost, and then he left the last four games. But, you know, this guy's played hurt. This guy is a tackling machine. Seemed to be really popular in the locker room. He's got that swagger that you want. It just seems to me like Gettleman's getting rid of everybody that Jerry Reese brought in here. And remember, I wasn't like Gettleman, Reese, and all those guys under Ernie Accorsi? Weren't they all here together?
Yeah.
Man, I'm pretty sure he got hurt after, because the trade deadline doesn't even go into November.
So what do they do? They go after Tyrann Mathieu because James Betcher knows him from Arizona.
Ooh, speaking of Arizona, here's Charlie Casserly. He was on NFL Network breaking down Kyler Murray and how he did with the interviews at the Combine. Fair to say, not well, according to Mr. Casserly.
Well, he better hope Kingsbury takes him number one, because this was not good. This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
And I've been doing this a long time.
So how exactly did he bomb with these interviews, and why so low-rated?
Leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, see?
So, really... taking
so
it to him.
This is why these interviews and the combine are so important. It's not just getting the measurables. It's also trying to get to know the player that you're going to invest millions of dollars
I
into.
I wonder how many guys
he
talked to.
Franchise.
Casserly. I wonder how many general managers he talked to.
Well, they supposedly Kyler Murray had 10 interviews with 10 different teams.
Okay.
And so he obviously talked to some of the guys on those 10 teams. And this also came from, is it Scott McLaughlin or Scott McLuhan, the former GM of the Washington Redskins, who was at the Super Bowl. And so remember that weird kind of awkward interview that he had with Dan Patrick?
Yeah, it was terrible. Sure. Yeah.
Right, he was awful.
Yeah, we
he was
played those clips,
he was
yes.
Absolutely awful. And Scott said
it was
basically,
awkward.
Scott basically said, that's not going to be my starting quarterback. He's not going to look like that in the media because I need my guy to be the man.
Right.
And that's the thing. You know, when your quarterback walks into the room, everybody's got to know he's in there. And, you know, we said this after he came in with the Heisman Trophy, that he seemed to be, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of meek.
Reserved?
Reserved, meek, quiet. Like Baker Mayfield came in and he was like all over the place. And you knew that he had what it took. You could tell. And that's why Coach Cower told me that day I would take him number one with my draft if I had the number one overall pick. So he kind of knew, like 20 minutes into meeting the kid, that we didn't feel that way about Kyler Murray. As a matter of fact, when he left, we all kind of thought that he was going baseball just because of the attitude.
Hmm. Interesting. A couple of other things here just quickly. NBA Celtics beat the Warriors and beat them good, 128-95. T-Wolves over the Thunder, 131-120. You have the Knicks playing in Phoenix tonight. The Knicks 13-51. The Suns 14-51. The Nets host the Cavaliers. The Cavs are 16-48. We'll have that on the Fan at 7:15. Number 3, North Carolina beat BC. Number 4, Duke holds off Wake Forest by 1. Oklahoma beat number 13, Kansas, 81-68. Sooners snapping the Jayhawks streak of 14 consecutive Big 12 titles. NHL, it was the Islanders beating the Senators in a shootout 5-4, but Robin Leonard left the game, likely entering concussion protocol. Barry Trotz didn't offer much help or really give us much of an update afterwards. He was run over by Brady. Is that Brady Tkachuk? Is that Keith Tkachuk's
yes,
kid?
Yeah.
No kidding. So he got run over on a goal by him that
but
some say he was pushed into.
Yeah, well, they actually, what they did, it was scored a goal, then it was overturned as goaltender interference, and then the Ottawa Senators replayed it, and then they overturned it again. Mm-hmm. Back to a goal.
Well, the Islanders did win in the shootout 5-4. Stars blanked the Rangers 1-0, and it was the Blue Jackets over the Devils in a shootout 2-1. There you go.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.